With SRN News, I'm Greg Clugston in Washington. Inflation slowed last month. Correspondent Jeremy House has the latest.
It's a sign that the Federal Reserve's interest rate hikes are continuing to cool the consumer price spikes of the past 2 years. The Labor Department reports show that lower gas prices helped cool overall inflation. That gauge was unchanged from September to October, down from the 0.4% jump the previous month.
The Israeli military continues to battle Palestinian militants around Gaza's largest hospital that Israel claims is being used by Hamas for military purposes. Palestinians today calling for the evacuation of hundreds of patients and newborns from that hospital. They're proposing that the Red Cross supervise the evacuation. Here in Washington, D.C., organizers expect tens of thousands of people to attend a pro-Israel rally on the National Mall today. Dr. Michael Oren, the former Israeli ambassador to the U.S., tells the Salem Radio Network it will be a sharp contrast to recent pro-Palestinian demonstrations.
Watch what this protest looks like today. Watch what this demonstration. You're going to see thousands and thousands and thousands of American flags. This is a demonstration not just for Israel. It's a demonstration for the United States of America. It's a demonstration for our civilization.
The rally is co-sponsored by the group American Christian Leaders for Israel. Also at SRNnews.com, President Biden leaves for California later today. That's where he'll be meeting with Chinese President Xi Jinping tomorrow. It's the main event of his 4-day visit to San Francisco and the APEC summit. The House voted last night to stop a Republican effort to impeach Homeland Security Secretary Mayorkas, ending for now a threat against the cabinet secretary, a threat that's been brewing ever since Republicans took the House majority in January. This is SRN News. There's a warning for America's churches about artificial intelligence.
A new poll from the Barna Group finds that a majority of Christians say they would be disappointed to find out that their church is using AI. 52% feel that way versus 32% who say they don't mind. The Barna Group says the findings of their research, quote, only strengthens the point that churches using artificial intelligence should do so cautiously and openly. Christians are generally more squeamish about AI than other Americans. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Christians who fled the Taliban takeover in Afghanistan are about to be on the move again. Many sought refuge in neighboring Pakistan, and now the government there is preparing to expel them. International Christian Concern says a lot of believers were among the hundreds of thousands of Afghans who ran across the border when the Taliban seized control. Pakistan is preparing to forcibly drive them back into Afghanistan. This is SRN News. Britain's cybersecurity agency says artificial intelligence poses a threat to the country's next national election.
The Cybersecurity Center also says cyber attacks by hostile countries and their proxies are proliferating and getting harder to track. In its annual review, the center says this year has seen the emergence of state-aligned actors as a new cyber threat to critical national infrastructure, such as power, water, and internal networks. The center's part of Britain's cyber espionage agency, GCHQ. In the past year, it's seen the emergence of cyber attackers who are sympathetic to Russia's further invasion of Ukraine. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
California's governor says arson caused a massive fire that has indefinitely closed a vital section of the I-10 freeway in Los Angeles. More details at srnnews.com.